If you will turn with me to the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Romans and chapter 12.
我们读罗马书第十二章。
We shall read from verse 1.
我们要从第一节读起。
Romans 12 from verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节读起。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
This word, your spiritual service, in my English version, I don't know what it is in the Chinese, is best translated spiritually intelligent worship.
这个侍奉, 在中文里面是翻作侍奉理所当然的，应该翻作, 这个属灵的敬拜。
And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
For I say through the grace that was given me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but so to think as to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to each man a measure of faith.
我凭着我所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For even as we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样用处。
So we who are many are one body in Christ.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身。
And severally members one of another.
互相联络做肢体。
And having gifts differing according to the grace that was given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
Or ministry, let us give ourselves to our ministry. Or he that teacheth to his teaching.
或做执事的就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导。
Or he that exhorteth to his exhorting, he that giveth, let him do it with liberality, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness.
或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
One word more prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you. We've already set this time before you in prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们分别这一点时间向你祷告。But
all we want to do now is simply to recognize that you have made a specific provision for this time today.
我们要承认说，你为了这个时间，你有你自己特别的预备。
Through the finished work of our Lord Jesus, you have made available to us that anointing of his.
借着基督完成的工作，你把这个膏给了我们。
And by faith we stand into it.
在借着信心，我们在这其中站立。
For the speaking, for the translating, and for the hearing.
为着说话的，为着听话的，为着翻译的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。Amen.
Amen. I want to speak this morning about the cross and church life.
今天早晨我要说到十字架与教会的生活。
And Hosea has given us a very good illustration of the cross and church life.
那我想何西弟兄今天早晨给了我们一个很好的 已经给了我们很好的示范，告诉我们什么教会与十字架。
In bringing us all up here to sing to you in our very poor Chinese.
那把我们都带到这里，用很用很可怜的用很可怜的中文唱诗歌给你们。
First.It meant the cross in us to walk up here.
那对我们来讲，必像是十字架叫我们要到台上来。
And make all our mistakes in front of you all.
而且在你们面前有许多的错误，犯了许多错误。
And secondly, it was the cross in you to listen to us.
那么第二点，在你里，在你们也十字架，因为你需要听我们。
So this was a very good illustration of what we're talking about.
我想这是非常好的一个示范。
In Romans chapter 12,
罗马十二章,
we come to a point in the letter of the apostle,
我们来到了罗马的,保罗的书信,
which is absolutely strategic.
这是非常重要,具有战略性的。
He has already dealt with sin.
他已经摸过了罪的问题。
He has already dealt with salvation.
他解决了救恩的问题。
He has already dealt with sanctification.
他也谈过了圣洁的事。
He has already dealt with the question of the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
他也谈到关于圣灵恩赐的事。
These are in the first eight chapters.
这是头八章讲到的。
Then he goes behind the whole.
然后他就
behind the whole eight chapters.
然后他就整个的第八个章
he goes right back to something even before the eight chapters.
那现在他回到当初最重要那几个点
and he deals with the whole question of the election of God.
现在他谈到神的拣选
the question of predestination.
讲到神的预定
andThen he comes to chapter 12.
然后他来到了十二章。
And he gathers up these whole 11 chapters of Revelation.
他把这十一章的这个启示把它综合起来。
And he says,
然后他说,
I beseech you therefore, brethren,
弟兄们,我以神的慈悲劝你们,
that you present your bodies a living sacrifice to God.
将身体献上当作活祭。
Holy.
是圣洁的
acceptable to God
是神所喜悦的
which is your spiritually intelligent service
这是你们属灵的敬拜
in other words
换一句话说
just to sing is not worship
只是唱诗并不一定是敬拜
just to with our lipsThank God is not worship.
只是用我们的舌头来赞美主，不一定是敬拜。
Real worship,
真实的敬拜。
Spiritually intelligent worship,
属灵带着智慧的敬拜。
Is when by the cross,
借着十字架
，we give ourselves wholly to God.
我们把自己完全给了神
，without condition,
没有条件的
，no reservation,
没有保留的
，100%,
百分之百的
，and then out of this.
从这里出来
comes the church
就来到了就有了教会
then we find the body of Christ
然后教会基督身体就产生了
there is no church without the cross
没有十字架就没有教会
there can be no church life without the cross
没有十字架就没有教会的生活
now my dear friends
弟兄姊妹
we are dealing with a very important matter
现在我们谈到非常重要的问题
our brother Stephen is dealing with the matter of the church
江弟兄提到教会的问题
so I don't want to say too much about it.
所以我不想提的太多。
But I do want to say something about church life.
但是我要提到教会的生活。
But you can't have church life if you don't understand the church.
如果但是你如果不认识教会，你就不会过教会的生活。
That is the whole problem.
难处就在这里。
And many people's idea of the church.
许多人天然的观念里面
is something down here on earth.
教会是地上的东西。
Something produced by man.
好像是人的产物。
Something that is a human society.
好像这是个社会。
A club,
好像是个俱乐部
a kind of gathering together of people of like mind,
好像一些同志同道的人聚在一起
This is the church for many people.
但对许多人来说，这就是教会了
For many people, the church is a place with a steeple.
那许多时候，教会就是一个 steeple. 十字架。
You know the pointed thing.
啊，就是那个高楼。
Or a tower with bells.
还有那个钟楼。
Or a place with an altar.
或者有那个祭坛的地方
place with a big cross
还有个大的十字架
this is the church
这是教会
for other people
对另外的人来说
the church is an organization
教会是个组织
you join it
你可以参加的
you either have water sprinkled on your head
或者你洒洒水
or you go under the water
或者你进到水里
and you join the church
然后你加入教会
that's the church
这是教会
for some people the church is just taking bread and wine
那有的人这个教会就是领圣餐
that seems to them to be the church
对他们来讲这就是教会了
It is just like the rest of the world.
好像这个世界上的事情。
It is organized by man.
是人组织的。
Led by man.
主人做主。
Financed by man.
组织在一起的。
Everything is human.
每一件事都是从人意来的。
With God's name.
有神的名字。
It is the name of Christ.
有这个基督的名字。
But it is human.
但是是仁义的
Men do everything
人做了一切的事
And add the name of Christ
然后把基督的名字加上去
This is the church
这就是所谓的教会
In many ways we Christians in this age are living as if we're in the Old Testament
现在我们这个基督徒好像就活在旧约时代一样
We are living as if the church is something to do with places something to do with buildingsSomething to do with special people called priests.
所以这个教会好像是要是和这个地方有关系的，和一个建筑有关系，或者有一般特别的人，像祭司有关系的。
And so they take the Old Testament into the New Testament.
所以他们把旧约的东西就搬到新约来了。
And live an Old Testament Christianity in the New Testament day.
他们在新约的时代过旧约的基督教的生活。
In this Roman letter,
在这个罗马书信里
the Apostle Paul never speaks of a building,
保罗没有提到一个建筑物
or an organization,
或者一个组织
or an institution,
或者是一个制度
or even a system,
甚至于不是一个系统
he never speaks of special places,
他从来没有提到一个特别的地方
special building,
或者特别的建筑
special people,
或者特别的子民
He only speaks of the body of Christ.
他只说到基督的身体。
And he even uses this phrase, one body in Christ.
他甚至于说在基督里成为一个身体。
This is even more than one body of Christ.
这个不光是讲到基督的一个身体。
One body of Christ is the head is here, and here is the one body. Below.
这个基督的身体就是这个上面是头下面是基督的身体
But one body in Christ
但是在基督里的一个身体
Means that somehow the Lord Jesus encompasses the whole
那我们的主是指着整个来说的
So by being in Christ
在基督里
We become members of him
我们就变成他的肢体
And members one of another
那就是彼此做肢体
This is something altogether different
这个是完全不一样的
And he gives us the key
他给我们一把钥匙
How can we know this body of Christ
我们怎么能够知道这个基督的身体
How can we experience this spiritual organism
我们怎么能够经历这个属灵的生机体
Born of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost
是在五旬节的时候从圣灵生下来的
Which has to be alive
必须是活的
When it's dead it is no longer the church
如果是死的就不是教会
It has to be alive
必须是活的
To be an organism, it must be alive.
必须，如果是生机体，一定是活的。
An organization can be dead.
你知道，组织是可以是死的。
But an organism has to be alive.
但是生机体一定是活的。
So how do we experience this?
到底我们怎么经历这一切呢？
Only by presenting our bodies a living sacrifice.
只有把我们自己身体献上，当作活祭。
Holy acceptable unto God.
圣洁是神所喜悦。
My dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
this requires more than one.
这个不过，这个是需要很大的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren,
我劝你弟兄们
not I beseech you, therefore, brother.
他不是说，我劝你弟兄
I beseech you, therefore, sister.
他不说我劝你姊妹,
no, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren.
所以我劝你们弟兄们,
it requires a nucleus of believers.
需要一个, 这个信徒的一个核心,
who have presented themselves a living sacrifice to God.
他们把自己完全当身体献上, 献给神。
Then the Holy Spirit comes upon them.
然后圣灵就降在他们身上,
and he produces the church.
然后教会就诞生了。
It's just like Pentecost all over again.
就好像五旬节重演一样。
He reproduces the body of Christ.
他好像重演基督的身体。
He brings into being this spiritual organism.
他把这个属灵的生机体再重演一遍。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹,
we don't understand this often.
我们常常不大懂得这些事。
The word says this.
主的话是说,
Be not fashioned according to the world.
不要效法这个世界,
but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
只要心意更新而变化,
that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
What is the good and perfect and acceptable will of God?
什么是神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意呢？
That we should be functioning members of the body of the Lord Jesus.
这样我们必须是在基督身体里面尽他的功用。
That on this earth there should be reproduced by the Holy Spirit the body of the Lord Jesus.
在这个地上必须有基督身体的出现。
So that the power of Christ may be manifest.
这样的话神的能力、圣灵能力能得到彰显。
So that the life of Christ might be expressed.
这样基督的生命能够得到彰显。
So that the nature of Christ might be revealed.
这样基督的 性格能够被彰显。
So that the glory of the Lord Jesus may be expressed.
这样的话基督的荣耀能够得到表现。
This is the good, perfect, acceptable will of God.
这是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
We are not just meant to know it.
我们不光仅仅知道它。
We are to prove it.
我们要查验它。
We are to experience it.
我们要经历它。
But my dear brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹,
there is hardly any church life in the whole earth.
在这个地上难得有教会的生活。
You go all over the place.
你到全世界各地去。
Even amongst those who have church truth.
就是有那些拥有教会真理的人。
You don't find church life.
你没有看见教会的生活。
We've got it here.
我们都在头脑里面。
But not here.
但是不在心里。
It is not expressed.
没有彰显出来。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we have not presented our bodies a living sacrifice.
因为我们没有把自己身体献上当作活祭。
We are not prepared for the cross.
我们没有准备好了为着十字架。
And therefore the Holy Spirit cannot work.
所以圣灵没有办法工作。
The Holy Spirit will not touch the flesh.
圣灵从来不摸肉体的。
So unless we are prepared to go the way of the cross,
除非我们准备好了走十字架的道路,
there can be no church.
否则就不可能有教会。
Of course, there, I have said it.
但我说过了,
already,
已经说过,
I say it again.
我再说,
without the cross, there can be no church.
没有十字架，没有教会。
When the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost,
当五旬节圣灵降临的时候,
and produced the body of Christ,
就产生了基督的教会,
with 120 members,
120个人是他的肢体,
that within a few hours became 3,120,
然后没有几个钟头就变成3,120个人,
and within a few weeks 5,000,
结果又加上5,000,
and within a few more weeks 8,000,
再过了就变成8,000了,
what was the history behind the coming of the Holy Spirit?
那这个圣灵降临,
he could not be poured out.
他没有办法倾倒下来,
until Jesus
was crucified.
除非耶稣基督钉在十字架。
But in that day that Jesus was crucified,
当耶稣基督被钉了十字架,
and died for our sins,
为着我们的罪死,
in the day that he was buried,
他埋葬了,
and on the third day was raised from the dead,
第三天从死里复活,
our salvation was secure.
我们的救恩完成了。
Then Jesus ascended to the right hand of God,
然后主耶稣升到父神的右边,
and took the promise of the Holy Spirit,
他就取得了圣灵的应许,
and poured him out,
然后就浇灌下来,
and then the body came into
being, 然后身体就产生了。
Before then it was a congregation,
以前只是一个会众。
After that day it became the body of Christ,
从那天开始会众就变成身体。
Without Calvary,
没有加略,
no church,
没有十字架,
you see,
没有教会。
The church is the new man,
教会是个新人。
It is the head and the body,
是元首跟身体。
Christ and his redeemed,
基督与受救赎的。
This is the church,
这就是教会。
And if it is a heavenly body,
如果是个属天的身体,
even though on earth,
就是在地上,
heavenly in nature,
在性质上是属天的,
spiritual in character,
在性格上是属灵的,
joined to its head,
连于,
the right hand of God,
连于基督, 连于元首,
it has to be produced from heaven,
必须从身上, 天上生的。
And the Holy Spirit came not from the earth,
圣灵不是从地上来的,
but from heaven,
是从天上来的。
So the Holy Spirit came from the throne of God,
所以圣灵从神的宝座下,
to produce the body,
来产生基督的身体,
and in the end take us back to the throne of God,
那最后把我们带到宝座前。
It is not of the earth, earthy,
不是属地的东西。
It is not of the first man, Adam,
不是第一个人亚当的东西。
It is the second man,
是第二个人。
The new man,
新人。
The heavenly man,
属天的人。
And this is what happened on the day of Pentecost.
那这就是五旬节所发生的故事。
Now, I don't want to suggest that there should be no organization.
那我没有意思说不可以有组织的。
But you will, if you have followed me, you will have followed me thus far.
如果你懂得我所说的，你而且你懂到现在，
without the cross,
没有十字架，
there can be no church,
没有教会。
But there can be organization,
但是可能有组织，
and institutions,
或者是制度，
and system,
或者是一个系统。
Because this belongs to the realm of man.
因为这个是我们领域范围之内。
We are very clever.
我们很聪明的。
We can organize all kinds of things.
我们有本事能够组织各样的东西。
We can even take this book.
我们有本事拿这本书。
And we look and study it.
我们读了再找研究。
And we find in here elders.
我们找到有长老。
So we can produce elders.
所以我们可以产生长老。
And deacons.
还有执事。
So we produce deacons.
所以我们产生执事。
We see there's a Lord's table.
我们看到主的桌子。 我们有主的桌子,
we see this baptism,
我们有受浸,
we have baptism,
所以我们来受浸,
we can produce this,
我们可以产生这一切,
it looks very spiritual,
看上去很属灵,
but it is not necessarily the body of Christ,
但是不一定是基督的身体,
it may even be believers,
就是一般的基督徒,
it may even be all believers,
甚至都是基督徒,
and we have a perfect New Testament pattern,
我们甚至有整个的这个新约的一个蓝图。
But it is not the body of Christ in action.
但是在行动上不是基督的身体。
This is the first thing I want to underline.
这是第一点我要着重的。
And the second thing is this.
第二点是这样。
The work of the cross is the key to church life.
这个十字架的工作可以说是教会生活的秘诀。
The reason there is little church life on earth,
为什么今天在地上很缺少一些教会的生活呢？
Is because there is little experience of the cross.
因为对于基十字架的经历太少。
We have many, many Christians in the world.
我们有很千千万万的基督徒。
True Christians.
真的基督徒。
Many churches.
许多的教会。
Many assemblies.
很多的聚会。
Many fellowships.
很多的团契。
Many Christian organizations.
很多基督徒的组织和团体。
Some of them very good.
有的非常的好。
But little church life.
但是很少教会的生活。
We see hardly anywhere what we read in the book of Acts.
我们在各地难得看见一些东西，就像在《使徒行传》里面所说。
But look what happened.
那么什么事发生了呢？
When the body of Christ is produced.
当基督的身体诞生了。
When the church of God is born amongst us.
当神的教会诞生了。
It is an alien force in a fallen world.
在这个堕落的世界里面是一个军队。
It is in the world,
在这个世界
里 but it is not of the world.
但是不属于这世界。
And so it turns the world upside down.
所以就把整个世界翻过来了。
Whenever you have the real church,
当你有真实的教会。
Whenever you have real church life,
你有真实的教会生活。
It is revolutionary.
那是个非常带有革命性的。
All hell comes out against it.
你结果整个地狱要起来反对它。
It does something.
这个有影响的。
It seems that just by its presence, it antagonizes everything.
只要在那里，叫什么东西都不舒服的。
This is the history of the true church.
你知道，这就是真实教会的历史。
If we were to begin to see this,
如果我们要开始看见这件事，
into our hearts would come a longing,
在我们里面会有一个深处的愿望，
a hunger,
有一个渴慕，
a thirst,
有一个要求，
a seeking,
一个寻求的心，
that God would produce church life amongst us,
在我们中间神能够产生那个教会的生活，
that we might see in our day and generation,
那么就是在我们今天所在的时代所在的日子能看见，
an expression of the Lord Jesus on the earth,
就是耶稣基督能叫被彰显在这地上。
Sometimes people ask us,
有的时候人问我们，
Why is there so little real church life?
为什么许很少真正的基督教会的生活呢？
And then others answer,
有另外一个人就回答了，
Because there is no revelation.
因为没有启示。
Now, I have no doubt at all,
我一点怀疑都没有，
that everything begins with revelation.
每一件事都是从启示开始的。
But it is not the whole reason for being no church.
但是没有教会生活主要的原因，这不是完全的原因。
Where there is no revelation of the truth of the church, of course there is no church life.
那当然，如果没有启示，没有不知道教会真理，当然没有那个教会的生活。
But often we have revelation of the truth.
但是有的时候我们对真理真有启示。
And only the truth of the church.
如果只有教会真理，
we do not have the church life.
我们并不会有教会的生活。
We see what the church is.
我们看见什么是教会。
We see it is the body of Christ.
我们看见基督的身体。
We see that it is a heavenly matter.
我们要如果看见它是这是属天的。
But we don't experience it.
但是我们没有经历它。
And then,
然后，
where often there has been.An initial experience of church life.
Please, again.
Yeah. And sometimes,
有的时候
even where there is an initial experience,
那即使有一点开一点点的经历
a church life,
关于这个教会生活的
very quickly it divides,
马上就分裂了
it breaks up,
就分裂了
it scatters,
就散了
it falls,
就倒了
it fails.
就落下去了。
Error comes in.
真理又错误进来了。
Men take it over.
人开始拿去了。
And they build empires.
他们就建了一个大的国度。
The key to church life.
教会生活的秘诀。
Is not just revelation.
不仅仅是启示。
It is the work of the cross.
是十字架的工作。
If there is not a sufficient work of the cross in those who have the revelation,
如果这些有启示的人没有足够十字架的工作，
it can never go through.
结果不成功的。
It must divide.
结果一定分裂的。
It must fall.
一定落下去。
It must scatter.
一定散掉的。
It must become an empire for some particular brother with a ministry.
结果一定是或者什么弟兄或者姊妹就建立他的一个王国。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
it is not hard to gather Christians together.
不难把基督徒聚在一起
especially today.
特别是今天
with the great move of the Spirit of God in what we call the charismatic.
那特别是神的灵在那里运行，就像今天所谓的新的灵恩运动
which has broken up so much of the traditional institutional bondage.Of the denomination.
你知道他们从传统的那个团体里面出来。
It is not hard to gather Christians together.
今天你不难聚集神的儿女们。
To use an American English term.
用一个美国的英文。
For which may I be forgiven? It is not hard to set up a church.
这个不难设立一个教会。
To set up a church.
设立一个教会。
Our American brethren are always.Setting up.
我们美国弟兄姊妹总喜欢设立一个什么东西。
They are always setting up a body of Christ.
他们总是设立一个基督的身体。
It is amazing.
很稀奇。
I remember some years ago.
好几年前。
Some brothers came to me.
有的弟兄来到我面前。
They said.
他说
，Brother,
弟兄
，We have a body in Chicago.
我们有在芝加哥有身体基督。
I wondered what they meant.
我想他们什么意思
？Did they mean like the mafia? There was a body somewhere.
或者他是不是像黑手党呀？像黑手党有他们的那个团体在那儿呢
？What did they mean?
那什么意思呢
？I've never heard such an expression.
我从来没有听过这样的。
We have a body.
我们有个身体。
A body.
身体。
The church.
是教会吗
？The church isn't a body.
教会不是一个身体。
The church is the body.
教会是那个身体。
Of the Lord Jesus.
基督身体。
But it is amazing. It's not hard to set up a church.
你知道好像不难设立一个所谓的教会。
We can bring believers together.
我们可以把神的百姓聚在一起。
We can sort of have all the New Testament thing.
那我们有所有的新约的东西都在里面。
But it is not church life.
但是不是教会的生活。
So here we come back again.
现在我们又重新回来了。
The key to church life is the cross.
教会生活的秘诀是十字架。
And not just the cross in general terms.
不是十字架是我们一般性的讲法。
Thank God that our Lord Jesus died for us.
感谢耶稣基督为我钉十字
架。Thank God that through His work on the cross, the church has come into being.
感谢主，因着主耶稣钉十字架，教会就产生了。
But if you and I,
如果你和我
with no church life,
没有经历教会的生活
in the place where we live,
特别是我们所住的地方
you and I,
你我
have got to present our bodies a living sacrifice to God.
必须把我们自己身体献上，当作活祭。
And something has to happen to our minds.
有的东西发生在我们的脑子里面。
Because we have a mindset.
我们有时候定好了一个意志。
Always say.
我们这样说。
It is impossible.
不可能的。
The Chinese are too difficult.
这中国人很难办。
You can't have church life with the Chinese.
你和中国人没有办法过教会生活。
It is very interesting.
很有意思。
I go all over the world.
我到世界各地走。
And everywhere they tell me.
什么地方到一个地方。
That their particular nation, it is impossible.
他们说某一个国家的人一定不可能难办。
The Norwegians are too individualistic.
这个挪威的人太个人主义。
The British are too proud.
那英国人太骄傲。
The Americans are too organized.
那么美国人组织太厉害。
The Chinese.Well, they're too busy making money.
那中国人太忙了，他们整天忙着做生意。
The Jews have no time for anything that doesn't work.
犹太人也没有为着别的没有事。
So it goes on and on and on.
所以我们要讲很
everywhere,
每一个地方
everywhere, there's a mindset.
我们脑子还定好了。
Oh, very interesting.
很有趣。
Very interesting.
很好。
Absolutely right.
对的。
I agree with this.
我同意。
That is the church.
这是教会。
But it can't happen with me.
但是 不能用在我身上。
Do you know how busy I am?
你不知道我有多忙。
Do you know the hours of my business life?
你知道我那个公司有多忙。
Do you know that I have 16 children?
你知道我有16个孩子吗？
Do you know that my wife is all the time ill?
你知道我的太太一直生病吗？
Do you know that my husband has no spiritual feeling?
你知道我的丈夫没有属灵的看见。
Do you not know that my children are very difficult?
你知道我的孩子很难办的。
How can we have church life?
我们怎么可能教会的生活？
It is a wonderful ideal.
那是个很好的理想。
It is impossible for it to be here on earth.
是不可能在地上出现的。
But dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
it is indeed impossible.
的确是不可能。
Absolutely impossible.
绝对的不可能。
To fallen man.
对于堕落的人来说。
To the natural man.
对于天然人来说。
To the child of God living in the flesh.
但对于在肉体里面活着的人说。
To the child of God who has a mindset fashioned by this world.
对于那些效法这个世界的人。
But it is wholly possible.
但是完全可能的。
For the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是完全
There is nothing too hard for him.
对他来讲没有什么事太难。
And he can produce this church.
还能够产生这个教会的生活。
Where he finds men and women who will be living sacrifices.
当他找到人能够把自己身体现在当作活祭。
If they will give themselves to God as a living sacrifice.
他们把自己给神当作活祭。
Then he will come upon them.
然后圣灵要降在他们身上。
And he will enable them.
圣灵要给他们能力。
And the church will be born.
教会就产生了。
And that leads me.
现在我们要提到
to a third matter.
第三点。
And it is the practical working of the cross in church life.
那就是十字架那个具体的工作，具体的工作。
You see.That out of this presenting of your body a living sacrifice,
你知道，当我们把身体献上当作活祭
，this being transformed by the renewing of your mind,
我们心思更新而变化
，this leads to the body, to one body in Christ.
这样就把我们引到在基督里面那个一个身体。
It leads to the many gifts.
这样就把我们领到许多的恩赐。
All the interaction.
许许多多彼此的交互作用
of the different members of the body.
特别在许多不同的肢体中间
It is all here in Romans 12.
那都弄在这里了，统统记在这里。
But we have such a problem.
但是我们的有问题，有难处。
The problem is not just sin.
难处不是罪。
Now sin
罪
will paralyze any fellowship.
罪能够叫任何的一个聚会完全瘫痪。
However hidden it is,
不管它多隐藏的罪
，it paralyzes.
它叫整个聚会瘫痪。
Like Achan's garments and gold that he buried in his tent.
然后那个亚干把那个亚干那件衣服。放在他的帐篷。
Remember?
你记得那件事吗
？How when the children of Israel had won the great battle against Jericho?
你知道以色列人在耶利哥打了胜仗。
And they were to go against Ai.
那么他们要去打对付他们的敌人。
And it didn't seem anything Ai next to Jericho.
你知道那个 Ai 靠近耶利哥的。
And then they were defeated.
但是他们打败仗了。
Because in one person's tent.
但是就在一个人的帐篷里面
，was something buried.
有一件东西隐藏在那里
Sin
罪
Sin paralyzes any church life
罪要瘫痪所有的教会的生活
It means that in the end the church becomes an ideal and not an experience
结果的教会变成一个理想而不是实际
But even when sins are dealt with
那即便罪被对付了
And sins can be dealt with
罪也能被对付
There is forgiveness with God.
你知道神那里有赦免。
There is cleansing with God.
神那里有洁净。
If we confess our sins,
我们认认自己的罪。
He is faithful and just.
他是信实的，是公义的。
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他要洗净我们一切的不义。
Sin is not the problem.
罪不是仅仅的问题。
I is the problem.
我是问题。
我。There are over 600 of us here today.
我们今天晚今天上午有六百多人。
And it is a sad fact.
那很悲伤，很可惜的。
That there are 600 eyes.
有六百个我坐在那里。我。
Some of the eyes are very humble.
有的我很谦卑。
But they are still eyes.
那别人都是很。那样我是这样的我。
Some eyes are very obvious. No.
我的我是这样子的。
Their eyes, we can all see their eyes.
我们都能看见那个我。
This is our problem.
这是我们的难处。
It is one thing to bring 20 people together.
一件事你能够叫120个人聚在一起。
In fellowship.
能有交通。
But we find I.
但是每个人都是我
20 of them.
120个我。
To begin with, everybody loves everybody.
你刚开始每一个人彼此都相爱。
Oh, it's wonderful.
真是好啊。
This is church life.
这是教会的生活。
We are together.
我们聚在一起。
We have seen what the Lord wants.
我们看见主所要的。
But before long.
但是不久。我
begins to do its work.
他就开始工作了。
I don't agree with so-and-so.
我不赞成这件事。
I don't like so-and-so.
我不喜欢这个人。
So-and-so should change.
某某人，太幼稚了。
If so and so changes,
如果每那个人改了
we can have the church.
我们就有了教会。
It's always somebody else's eye.
总是别人。
Always.
总是别人。我。
Oh, sometimes the eye can be in the leadership.
你知道有时候我可以在这个领导的这个地位。
There can be such a big eye in the leadership.
你知道在领导地位的人常常有个很大的。
They can't hear the Lord.
他听不见神，听不见主。
And everybody else hears the Lord.
每个人都是主人。
But the leadership doesn't hear the Lord. The leadership doesn't. They don't hear.
他自己没听见。一点没有听见。
You get it? It's very often the case.
常常是这样的。
Our leaders get so tired.
我们的领袖们，我们这个带领弟兄姊妹。
So weary with leading.
非常的疲倦。
So weary with hearing this voice and this voice.
因为他们听见这个声音，听见那个声音，都听见累。
And everybody coming with.
每个人都来，都带了很多难处来。这个负责弟兄们实在头大了。
We no longer hear the Lord.
结果听不见主的声音了。
So we as leaders retire.
退到传统里面去了。
Now we all have tradition.
我们都有传统的，是不是
？Even we who do not believe in tradition.
就是我们不相信传统。
We have tradition.
我们有传统的。
Did I see someone lift their hands up?
你看，怎么有人这个举起他的手来
？We have never done such.
我们从来没有做这个事。
That is disgraceful.
这个实在不好。
And someone says.
有人说。
But in the Bible it says.
但圣经说。
You lift your hands up in prayer.
你应该举起圣洁的手。
That's Old Testament.
那个是旧约。
No, it isn't.
不，这不是。
It's New Testament.
这新约。
不是。No.
不，不对。
No.
不对。
We have never done.
我们从来不没有做过这个事的。
It's tradition.
这是传统。
Now I'm not saying you should all lift your hands up.
那我不说你们每个人都要举起你们的手。
Every time you pray.
每一次你祷告都要举手。
But what I'm saying.
那我的意思是。
Is that we have tradition.
我们有我们的传统。
And it's very easy for us leaders.
特别是我们这些带头的。
To retire into our own tradition.
很容易退到我们的传统里面去。
This is the way we have done it.
这是我们做过的。
We have always met for fellowship on Tuesday evening.
我们每一个礼拜二晚上交通聚会。
No matter if half the fellowship has an evening class on Tuesday evening, we will still meet on Tuesday evening.
不管一半的人，一半以上聚会的人，他们有事不能来，我们还是要礼拜二晚上要交通聚会。
It's I. You see, the big I.
你看见吗
？Because sometimes in leadership,
因为这带头的人
，we have inferiority.
我们有自卑感
We feel unable
我们没有办法了
But we didn't tell anybody
但是我们不敢告诉人
So we retire
所以我们怎么我们就退了
How do they do it in such and such a place
他们在那个地方怎么做的
How do they do it in this other place.
他们就别的地方是怎么做的。
Then we will do the same.
现在我们要做同样的事。
In other words, it's I.
换一句话是我。
We're not hearing the Lord.
我们没有听见主的声音。
We're not under the government of the Lord.
我们不是在神的行政之下。
We're not under the direction of the Lord.
我们没有在主的管理。
He is not head.
他不是即是头。
It is I.
是我做头。
Then we have members.All of us.
那么我们这个很多的肢体。
We have many problems.
我们很多弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes problems with one another.
那么彼此之间有难处了。
We are so different.
我们都不同的。
I.
我。
This is the problem.
这是我们的难处。
And the only way I can be dealt with is through the cross.
只有一条路，这个我能够被对付的，就是借着十字架。
You remember Galatians 2:20.
你记得加拉太二章是二十节。
I
我
have been crucified.
已经与基督同钉。
Nevertheless, I live.
现在活着不再是我。
Yet not I.
但是不再是我。
But Christ.Liveth.
乃是基督在我里面。
And the life which I now live,
我如今靠肉身活着。
I live by the faith of the Son.
因信神的儿子而活。
The big I,
大的我
has become the servant I,
变成一个服侍的我。
The emperor I,
那个做皇帝的我
has become the bond slave,
变成一个奴仆的我。
Only through the cross,
只有借着十字架。
No other.
没有别的道路。
This necessity of the breaking of the I,
这个急需要被对付
is vital if we are going to know practical church life.
是非常非常重要，如果我们要经历教会的生活。
We have to have this nucleus of committed believers.
我们需要有一班基督徒是把自己交托的。
Actually,
事实上
when the church is expressed,
当教会被表彰显的时候
you have many rings or circles,
你们有好几个圈圈的
at the heart,
在最中心的
there must be a whole group,
必须有一个核心
who are living sacrifices to God,
他们对神来说乃是活祭
who die daily,
他们天天死
Who know what it is to fall into the ground and die?
他们知道怎样落在地里死了。
That is the necessity.
那是必须要的。
Then you can have another circle.
然后你有另外一个圈圈。
Not so committed.
也许不是那么完全交托。
But committed.
但是还是交托。
Committed.
还是交托。
75%.
也许75%交托。
Then we have another circle.
然后另外一个圈圈。
50%.
也许50%.
Then we have another circle.
然后我还有另外一个圈圈。
25%.
25%.
Then we have another circle.
我们还有一个圈圈。
10%.
是10%.
Then we have a bigger circle.
然后我们更大的一个圈圈。
1%.
也许1%.
And the Holy Spirit still works.The Holy Spirit still works.
你看见圣灵也还是工作。
Even when there's only a circle with 1%.
你这就是那个圈圈，如果只有1%，圣灵仍旧工作。
With 15% committal.
有的只有15%交给
主，
也许只有25%交托给主，或者50%。
The Holy Spirit still works.
圣灵仍旧工作。
Because of the heart.
因为那个核心。
There is a nucleus of those who have died for Christ.
因为那些人是为着基督而死。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
we can talk and talk and talk about church life.
我们可以一直谈论谈论谈论教会的生活。
But until the challenge comes to me,
除非我们接受到挑战。
And the challenge comes to you,
除非挑战临到你。
Whether we are just an ordinary believer or whether we have some leadership responsibility,
或者我们只是一般的基督徒，或者是我们有一些责任的。
The challenge comes to us.
这个挑战临到我们。
Are you a living sacrifice?
你我是那个活祭吗？
Have you fallen as it were into the ground?
你有没有落在地里死了呢？
There will be no church life.
没有教会的生活。
Consider for a few moments.
让我们想想看。
The early church.
早期的教会。
Consider.How it came about.
我们看看他们怎么经过的。
We see this principle of the cross.
我们看见这个十字架的原则。
Beginning to work from even before its birth. 120 in an upper room,
在那个小楼上,
and they took no food,
他们没有吃,
and gave themselves to nothing ordinary.
他们把普通一般的需要放下,
but they gave themselves to travailing prayer.
但是他们经过了惨难的祷告.
That is the cross in action.
这就是教会，这就是十字架开始行动.
Unless,
除非,
you and I,
你我,
can give ourselves,
能把自己,
together,
完完全全,
in prayer,
在祷告里面,
there can be no church.
否则就没有教会.
I don't mean just a little prayer.
我不是说一点点的祷告,
but real prayer.
但是真的祷告.
I remember many years ago.
好几年前,
we prayed for 4 months.
我们祷告了4个月.
Every night.
每一个晚上.
For 4 months.
4个月的祷告,
and out of that, God brought to birth something.
结果经过了那个有一个东西就从神那里生下.
10 years later,
10年以后,
I was involved in something else.
I was
involved.
我又经历另外一件事.
4 years,
4年,
prayer every day,
每天祷告.
Only the Holy Spirit can sustain such prayer.
你知道，只有圣灵能够维持这样的祷告。
The prayer of the flesh,
就肉体里面的祷告,
quickly dies.
要瘫下去。
Emotional prayer,
如果是情感式的祷告,
quickly evaporate.
很快的就蒸发了。
Only the prayer of the Spirit of God,
只有从神灵来的祷告,
can remain in us,
能够一直持守在我们,
as a burden,
变成我们的负担,
driving us,
促使我们, 驱使我们.
Now you cannot have such prayer without the cross.
你如果没有十字架, 不可能有这样的祷告.
Because how can you give such time unless you're prepared to pay a price?
如果除非你付上代价, 你怎么肯这样祷告呢?
How can you do it?
你怎么可以办得到呢?
Prayer is not so hard if we just say a few words.
你知道祷告不是我们光说几句话。
We come in, say a few words, and go out.
我们来了说几句话就出去了。
But prayer costs.
你知道祷告要很是非常昂贵。我们如果聚在一起，天天
until God does something.
一直到神做了一件事。
That is the cross.
这是十字架。
At work.
十字架开始行动。 是要做工了。
Bringing church life into being.
借着祷告叫教会诞生，产生下来。
Could it just be,
可能不可能,
that the reason we don't experience too much church life,
我们今天难得经历教会的生活,
is that we do not know too much about travailing prayer?
因为我们不知道什么叫做经过惨难的祷告.
My experience is this.
我的经历是这样,
that again and again,
一再一再的,
once the church is born,
当教会一旦诞生,
you have to go back to prayer.
你必须回到祷告里面。
Sometimes for a week.
也许一个礼拜。
Sometimes for a night.
也许一个月。
And in this way,
就这样,
God keeps it pure.
神就把我们纯洁化,
keeps it moving,
能够一直带着我往前,
enables us to hear what he says,
让我们能听见他所说的。
We all speak of Jesus' head.
我们一直说基督是元首。
But how many of us hear the head?
但是有多少人听见他的话,
and obey the head,
而顺服这个元首.
So dear friends, here is one thing we see.
那这里我们看见一件事,
and here is the second.
那第二件事,
in Acts chapter 2,
在使徒行传第二章,
we suddenly find,
我们忽然发现,
that these 11 apostles,
这11个门使徒,
who just a few weeks before have been arguing with one another,
你知道好几个礼拜以前他们还在那里彼此议论,
who will be first,
谁是要最大, 谁是最大的,
who will have the greatest authority and power,
谁是要有更多的权柄的.
Now,
现在呢,
on the day of Pentecost,
在虎旬节的时候,
when the Holy Spirit has come,
当圣灵降临,
suddenly,
忽然间,
they all 11 stand up together,
他们11个人一同站起来,
and only one speaks,
而只有一个人说话,
later on the others speak,
那后来当然别人说话,
but to begin with,
一开始,
only one,
只有一个人,
and this one has denied his Lord 3 times,
而这个人曾经否认主3次,
and been brought back by the grace of God,
那因着主的恩典被挽回来,
and there's not a murmur,
不，但是没有怨言。
No criticism.
没有没有这个没有这个批评。
They all stand up.
他们都站起来。
And he speaks.
他说。
And they all feel.
他们都觉得。
He is our mouth.
他是我们的出口。
They are the body.
他们是身体。
They're not anymore a congregation.
你看嘛，现在不光是仅仅一个班会众了。
A congregation.
这不光是一个会众。
I.
我。
And I.
我。
And I.
我。
And I.
我。
And I.
我。
Oh, we may be very spiritualized, but we're all I.
也许是很属灵的我，还是我。
We may be saved I.
也许我们得救的我。
But we're I.
也是我。
Then we all listen.
然后我们都听了。
And we feel threatened.
我们绝对受到威胁。
The Spirit of God is working through Brother So-and-so.
你知道这个圣灵在这个弟兄身上工作。
And we feel threatened.
我们觉得好像受到威胁。
This is not good.
这个不好。这个不好。
I feel my ministry is threatened.
那糟糕，我现在的这个职事受威胁。
I feel somehow other, the Spirit of God is using him in a way that puts me down.
好像圣灵如果用他的话，就把我放在底下。
And so in our heart grows jealousy.
所以我们里面就产生嫉妒。
And rivalry.
然后就起了纷争。
And in the end bitterness.
然后就开始苦读了。
And in the end division.
然后就开始分裂。
But when the Spirit has made us a body.
但如果基督把我们做成一个身体。
We 11 can stand up.
是一个人可以站在。
And one speaks.
一个人说。
And God uses that one.
神就用那个人。
And we all feel.
我们都觉得。
He is us.
他就是我。他就是我们。
He's just us.
他就是我们。
This is the cross.
这是十字架。
This is what the cross does.
这是十字架所要做的。
It makes each one of us.
是我们每一个人。
Not.To think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think.
不是想看自己过于所当看
but so to think as to think soberly.
个人看得合乎中道
as God has dealt each one of us the measure of grace.
那根据神在里面所赐给我们的信心的这个度量
You see?
你看见吗
We recognize one another's gifts.
我们承认彼此之间的恩赐。
And we leave to what the Holy Spirit to work through different ones.
你知道圣灵就在不同的肢体里面工作。
Or again,
还有
look at this.
来看这个。
All those that believe, this is Acts 2:42. All those who believe continued steadfast.
你知道那些三千人都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
In what?
做什么呢
？In their ordinary occupation.
是在他们普通的职业吗
？Apparently yes.
是的
，but that's not what he says here.
但这里没有说。
In making money,
他们赚钱吗
？Well, of course. How could they live?
当然赚钱，否则他们怎么生活
？But that's not what it says here.
但是圣经这里没有说。
They continued steadfastly.
他们是恒心遵守。
Looking after their families.
他们照顾他们家庭。
Of course.
当然了。
That's not what it says here.
但圣经这里没有说。
They continued steadfast.
他们以继续的持守。
In the apostles' teaching.
在使徒的教训。
In fellowship.
交通。
In the breaking of bread.
擘饼。
And in prayer.
祷告。
This means, my dear friends, there was a cost.
这是个代价，弟兄们。
Somewhere they paid a price.
总是他们付上了一些代价。
How could they be in the temple every day for the prayer meeting?
他们怎么可能在殿里面天天这样祷告呢
？How could they be in the breaking of bread in the homes?
他们怎么可能在家里这样擘饼呢
？Unless there was a cost.
这有一定有个代价的。
They didn't neglect their families.
他们没有忽略他们的家庭。
They didn't neglect their businesses.
他们没有忽略他们的事业。
But they put first things first.
但是他们把最重要的事情放在最重要的地位。
The cross in action.
这就是十字架在那里运行了。
Or again,
同样
in the same Acts chapter 2,
同样的使徒行传第二章
it says,
告诉我们说
and not one of them thought of that which he possessed as his own.
信的人都在一处凡物公用
but held it in trust, as it were, I'm putting in my own word, held it in trust for the church. It's Acts 2 and verse 45.
45, yeah. 并且卖了田。
And verse 44.
Yeah, 信的人都在一处凡物公用。
Yeah. You know, it's not wrong for you to have property or money or...
一点都没有错如果你有自己的产业。
But now listen carefully.
但是请你注意听。
Do you own it?
你不算这个钱吗
Or are you the administrator?
或者你是个管家。
You can have as much property as God will give you.
你可以，神给你多少，你可以有多少。
But do you have it for yourself?
还是你把它据为己有？
For your own glory.
完全为着你自己的荣耀。
Or do you hold it in trust?
或者你替神来做管家。
For the people of God.
为着神的百姓。
For the Lord.
为着主的缘。
For the Lord's work.
为着主的工作。
You can have as much money.
你可以很多钱。
As God will give you.
如果神给你多少，可以有多少。
Actually, in some ways, the more the better.
事实上，许多时候有越多越好。
Providing.
但是有一个条件。
You use it.
你用它的时候
For the kingdom of God.
为着神的国度
There is this idea in the church we should all be poor.
那有的时候在教会里面感觉我们每个人都应该很穷的
What will we do if we are all poor?
如果我们每个人都穷了怎么办呢
How then shall we finance the work of God?
那么我们怎么能够叫神的工作往前呢
It is a very silly idea.
你看这是很愚蠢的观念
Thank God for those God gives the gift of making money.
我们感谢主，神给了一些恩赐，教育许多人赚钱。
But what do we do with the money we make?
但是我们对于这钱要怎么用呢？
Do we hold it for ourselves?
我们把它据为己有。
For our own fulfillment.
为着我们自己的满足。
For our own advancement.
为着我们自己的高升。
For our own glory.
为着我们自己的荣耀。
Or do we use it for the church?
或者我们为着教会的用。
Do we use it for the kingdom of God?
或者是为着神的国度呢？
For the work of God.
为着神的工作呢？
This is the cross.
这就是十字架。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Our problem.
我们的难处。
Listen.
听。
Even if you've been asleep, wake up.
如果你睡着了，你醒过来现在。
If this is the only thing you get out of this time.
那这个现在你这有给你一个机会了。
Our problem.
我们的难处。
Is non-committed believers.
是我们这些是个不肯交托给主的人。
People born of God.
人，我们都是重生的。
People saved by the grace of God.
我们都被神的恩典，被神救回来的。
But they are not committed.
但是我们却不是不肯交托给主。
They are not committed to the Lord.
他们不肯把自己交托给主。
They are not committed to the church.
这些人不肯交托给教会。
They are not committed to the work of the Lord.
他们不肯交托给神的工作。
This is our problem.
这是我们的难处。
No, my friends.
不是的，弟兄姊妹。
This is the Lord's problem.
这是主的问题。
Now I want to ask you a very straight question.
那现在我要让很问你一个直截了当的问题。
And I want you to answer it in your heart.
我希望你在心里回答它。
Are you one of the Lord's problems?
Pardon?
Are you one of the Lord's problems?
你是不是变成主的难题了呢？
Are you the one that is holding up church life?
你是不是一个人叫教会的叫教会的这个生活受了难处呢
？You have to answer that before God.
你必须在神面前回答那个问题。
And I want to tell you something.
我要告诉弟兄姊妹
，If you do not answer that question now，
如果你现在不回答那个问题
，This morning，
今天早晨
，One day。
有一天
The Lord will ask you himself
我们的主自己要问你
And then you will have to answer
那一天你一定要回答
He will not say to you
他不会对你说
You are a problem
你是难处
You block church life
你是整个教会聚会的拦阻
He will ask you to give account
他要问你把账目拿出来
And he will say
他要说
Do you think that you block Church life?
你想想啊，你是不是成为教会生活的难处呢
？Do you think you used what was you thought yours only for yourself?
你看你是不是把主所给你的据为己有呢
？In that day,
在那一天
，you will have to answer truthfully.
你必须很真实的要回答这个问题。
No evasion,
逃不掉的。
You will have to answer.
你必须要回答。
Dear child of God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Better for you to answer now.
但也更好是今天我们就能回答这个问题。
We are all different.
我们都不一样的。
We have many different temperaments.
我们有不同的气质。
Many different races.
我们不同的种族。
Many different cultures.
我们不同的文化。
Many different classes.
不同的阶级。
But and many different opinions.
还有不同的意见。
Only the cross can keep us together.
只有十字架能够把我们这些人放在一起。
God does not actually destroy us.
神没有意思要摧毁我们这个人。
He destroys the middle wall of partition.
神只是摧毁了当中的那一座墙。
In other words,
换一句话说。
If you are Chinese,
如果你是中国人
you actually remain Chinese.
你仍旧是中国人。
If you are a Caucasian,
如果你是白种人
you remain a Caucasian.
你仍旧维持你是白种人。
I have not noticed that any of the Caucasians have begun to look like Chinese.
我从来没有看见一个白人忽然变得像中国人。
And I haven't noticed that any of the Chinese are looking like Caucasians.
我没有看见一个和这中国人就变成一个白种人了。
But the middle wall,
但是那个中间那个墙
a partition,
那个分开的那个墙
that has gone by the water.
那个一定被圣灵要拆毁的。
So the Caucasian thing.
所有关于白种人的事
We are better than the Chinese.
我们这些人更好的
Much better.
我们比他们更好
Our food is better.
我们中国饭中国菜
The way we eat is better.
我们这个吃
The way we live is better.
我们生活起居
We are more clever.
我们更聪明一点
We are more intelligent.
我们更有智慧
This is the wall of power.
你知道这就是那一道墙
But the Chinese can think.
但是中国人能够想
We are better.
我们更好
We haveMany more thousands of years of history.
那我们有多少年前的历史？
We were cultured when they were just running around naked.
那我们老早是文化了，结果他们还是这个在过那个野蛮的日子。
Our food is better.
我们吃的东西更好。
Chopsticks are better than knives.
你看那个筷子比刀叉好得多。
Superiority.
你看优越感。
The middle wall is gone.
那个中间的墙要毁掉
It says in the book
圣经里面说
In Christ
在基督里
There is neither male nor female
没有男的女的不分男的女的
But actually
事实上
The apostle spends quite a lot of his letters telling us the difference between men and women
但是保罗啊花了很多时间在他告诉我们男的和女的分别
And saying you women
你们
Don't try to be men
你们做妇人做女的不能做像男的
And you menDon't try to be women.
你们男的不要像女的。
You must remain different.
你们一定要维持那个原来的。
But in Christ.
但在基督里。
Neither male nor female.
不分男和女。
What is gone then?
那么这什么意思呢？
The middle wall of partition.
那个中间的墙拆毁了。
Men often think.
许多男人这样想。
We are superior to women.
我们比他们更优越。
Women.
女人。
Women.
女人。
They are nothing.
他们什么都不是。
They should be seen and not heard.
他们只能够被看，但是他们不能被听见。
And women,
女的
they think.
他们这些女的怎么想呢
？We are the ones with the power.
我们是真实有权力的。
We can work our will.
我们能够叫意志得到伸张。
Behind every great man, there is a greater woman.
你知道，在一个每一个伟人的背后，都有一个伟大的女人。
We are.So there is a war between men and women.
所以你看这个两个中间有征战了。
And often bitterness.
甚至于彼此有苦毒。
But the middle wall has gone.
但是那个中间的墙去掉了。
This the cross.
这是十字架。
So we can go on and on.
我想我们可以说很多的例子。
I can speak for many other things.
我可以提起许多的事。
But only to bring home to you one thing.
但是只是家让你们有很深的印象。
The best place for us to learn the way of the cross.
让我唯一最好的地方叫我们学十字架的功课。
Is church life.
是教会的生活。
There is no other place so designed by God.
没有别的地方是这样是被神设计的。
That will more effectively break the ice.
是更有效的能够叫我们的旗破碎
and make us Christ-like
能够叫我们像基督
than the church than church-like
然后教会生活就来了
so dear brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹
we come back again
我们回来
Paul begins the last partOf his letter to the Romans.
保罗在罗马书后一段一开始
After this tremendous revelation,
经过了那么大的启示之后
with these words.
他这么说。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你。
By the mercies of God.
以神的慈悲。
To present your body.
劝你们将身体献。
A living sacrifice.
当作活祭。
Holy.
是圣洁。
Acceptable unto God.
是神所喜悦。
Which is your spiritually intelligent worship.
你们如此侍奉，那是理所当然的。
Dear child of God,
弟兄姊妹
I speak also to you young people.
我特别也对年轻人的说
Will you please notice?
你请你注意
It is by the mercies of God.
是借着神的怜悯
You can do it no other way.
你没有第二条路的
Who has saved you?
谁曾经救你呢
The Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督
How did he save you?
他怎么救你呢
Through grace.
借着恩典
Only through that grace,
只有借着那个恩典
can you present your body under
你能够把身体献上
But there's something else.
不止如此
Will you please note?
请你注意
You younger people,
特别你们年轻人
I beseech you therefore, brethren.
我劝你以神的慈悲劝你
By the mercies of God,
借着神的慈悲
present your body.
将身体献上
So the Holy Spirit will not force you.
所以圣灵不勉强你
He will not compel you
他 不逼迫你
In one sense he will not corner you
从某一个角度他并不把你、弄到一个角落里面去
He will speak to you
他要对你说话
He will challenge you
他向你挑战
And then he leaves it to you
然后他
He leaves it to you to、
然后他 就交在你手里让你来决定
YouHave to present your body.
你要把自己身体献上
A living sacrifice.
当作活祭
Are you prepared to do that?
你准备好了吗？愿意这样做吗？
Are you prepared for the price?
你已准备好要付这个代价吗？
I will tell you.
我告诉你
It will cost you everything.
他要付，你要付上很高的代价
Everything.
许多的代价
Not just a little.
不是一点的代价
Everything.
许多的代价
Are you ready?
你准备了吗
By the mercies of God
借因着神的怜悯和他的慈悲
To present your bodies
把你的身体献上
May the Holy Spirit give you strength
愿圣灵给你能力
May the Lord Jesus minister grace to you
愿我们的主把恩典施恩给你
So that you could present yourself
所以你能够把自己献上
A living sacrifice
当作活祭
Not dead Not a
不是死的祭
a living
那是活的祭
then we shall see church life
然后我们就要看见教会的生活
even in the few years we may have left to us
也许没有我们没有多少日子留给我们就在我们所有生之年
we shall see the Lord do a work
我们要看见主做一件事
a work of recovery
恢复的工作
a glorious work
荣耀的工作
may he speak
愿主对我们的心说话
Let us
让我们祷告
Heavenly Father
天父啊
We just pray that you will help us this morning
我们祷告求你帮助我们
Minister grace to every one of us
向我们每一个人施恩
None of us would find it easy Lord To present our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们没有一个人觉得容易把我们身体献上当作活祭。
Not if we mean it.
我就算我们愿意。
So Lord, minister grace to us.
所以主求你向我们施恩。
And Holy Spirit.
但愿圣灵。
Come to us with power.
带着能力。
With enabling strength.
带着能力。
So that we can present our bodies a living sacrifice.
使我们能够把自己献上当作活祭。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.